I sort of knew that James was better than me, and I realised that it was sort of pointless to have a competitive attitude to it. And I thought, well, we're married now, we're a partnership, I don't need to be competing or trying to prove anything.
I mean, that needs to be put slightly into context of in what way was I better? I mean, I was better at mass, you know, at production throwing.
Yes, and I suppose
I could more quickly and more consistently throw things that look uniform.
Yes, and I think I was ready to say that because I felt confident that I had other useful things to contribute.
Yeah, I mean, now, of course, in light and doing what we're doing now, the kind of work that we're doing now, those qualities aren't necessarily the most relevant. I might have quite a few ideas that that never happen. That, you know, I'd make suggestions and they're not considered to be good ideas. But that's just me. You know, I tend to have to be prolific, but without very necessarily very good judgment or very much confidence in my judgment, whereas you've got a lot of confidence in your judgment, haven't you? And therefore, I've got a lot of confidence in your judgment, and so it kind of works.
Yeah, I'd say I respond to the shapes. I kind of respond to each mark as I've made it, and very much sort of follow my nose and see what I think it requires me to do next. And you know, carry on that process until I'm happy with it. I've also had quite a lot of input with the glaze recipes, with doing things like line blends and test tiles. So that sort of, I'd say the overall aesthetic of our work probably is more a reflection of me than Jane.
Yeah.
So things like having the contrast between the body and the foot ring colour, which is one of our kind of signatures, is me.
Yeah.
And the colours. So the overall look of it, I suppose, is me.